Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined by Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Leddy Blue Jays, as we start these Locker Room Chats. Coach, since we last talked, you finished out the Northern Plains League Tournament, a tough 49-41 loss to Wilson there on Friday in the semis, but then you bounced back with a nice 46-29 win over Sylvan Lucas to get third place this season. What were your thoughts of the way the girls finished out the league tournament last week?
Well, number one, going 3-1 in a conference tournament is always good. You know, you win more games than you lose, and we got third place, so we got to be happy. But again, against Wilson coming out in the semifinals, for whatever reason, we just didn't show up to play ball. Granted, Wilson, they showed up. We knew going into the game that they were a very good shooting team, and all of them could shoot the ball. We preached that all week long about, you know, we got to make attempt to get a hand in their face each and every time. We didn't do a very good job of getting a hand in their face. Granted, you know, they did shoot the ball great. We shot the ball horribly, but as disappointed as what I was in our defensive effort, it was really our offensive effort that led us to our defensive woes, I think, because we were taking quick shots, never had anybody in rebounding position. We weren't getting the ball inside. We were in a rush each and every possession almost the entire ball game. And needless to say, we kind of buried ourselves. We had a decent second quarter. Third quarter, we show up, and they were just doing everything to us. But again, we were getting good shots. They weren't falling. But when you're getting good shots and they're not falling, you have to be a lot more patient offensively than what we were. We looked like a team that was, you know, just out of sync, out of rhythm the whole entire ball game. Fourth quarter comes around, we pick up the intensity of the game because we have to, because we're down a lot of points. We work ourselves back into the ball game, you know, and that was nice to see, working ourselves. But again, we got to start out and be more consistent, especially in the first and third quarters. You know, it wasn't just the Wilson game. We can go games back that we have been struggling in the first. But again, we regroup the following day and go out and play a very good Sylvan team that's had a lot of success. We were very patient offensively, reversing the ball, moving the ball. In our man offense, we were doing a great job. Dusty, we got the ball inside. We got touches inside, which led to good shots. We were in good rebounding position. All them little extra things that good teams do, we did that game. So needless to say, our defensive effort was a lot better. We weren't sitting flat-footed. We were moving around, closing out on shooters. And, you know, it was a nice win then, Dusty.
You have Teska coming up on Friday at Tipton. They're 1-11 at this point in time. When you look at Teska, obviously that's a group that's kind of struggled for a lot of years here. What are your thoughts on Teska coming up on Friday?
Well, you know, they always play us so hard. They got a good shooter out there on the perimeter and a gal inside. We got to be ready and build on the conference third place game. We got to do all them little things right no matter who we're playing, and we can't stray away from it and rebound the ball and take care of the ball. And, you know, we play that over to the Tipton, so it'll be nice to get a game over there, and hopefully we come out on the right end of the scoreboard.
Keith Christine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Leddy Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck on Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Your business can have a business class phone system without the hefty business class price. With Nextech Cloud Phone, a business of any size, one employee or 1,000, can have a customized system with all the features you need to compete with no upfront investment or maintenance costs. Your cloud phone system will be designed to meet your precise needs, and you can count on expert support with technicians throughout the state to support you. Call Nextech to move your business to the cloud.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, joining us. Coach, two games since we talked last. You finished off the NPL tournament. Tough one against Rock Hill, 60-57 loss there on Friday night. So that put an end to your streak of four straight NPL tournament championships. I was interested to see how the kids would bounce back the next day, and they won 48-38 over Wilson in the third place game. Just kind of your thoughts on how everything came about in the NPL tournament, finishing in third place.
You know, overall, if you'd have told me before the season started, we'd be, you know, having a chance to get in the championship game and win third in the league going into it, I would have probably been very excited, you know, not knowing what this team is going to be. And that being said, I'm still very happy with the third place finish. I think our league is way more competitive, you know, from top to bottom of the stand. A lot more exciting. I think we had some upsets that maybe teams didn't think would win and all that. But we got to the semifinal game against Rock Hills. We played them early, had the game won, could connect on free throws to win the game and lost them in overtime. So we knew we had the ability to play with them. Told the boys they would come out on fire. They had a good game against Southern Cloud before us. I knew they were going to be there. Told the boys before the game started, do not let their run at the beginning of the game get to you. We're probably going to get down the way they played, the energy that they're going to come out with. And they did. They jumped on us early. We might have got a little bit too far behind at the beginning, and then some, you know, big technical foul ejection, whatever your opinion is. It obviously sparked our boys, had Rock Hills a little bit frustrated, allowed us to go on a nice run that we knew we were capable of going on. Got some steals off the press. We started hitting some shots, got up. They hit a three, make it 28-28, and then Dameron hit a three going into a half, put us up by three. We felt pretty confident. Going to the locker room, talked to the boys, said they're going to come out ready again this third quarter. They got a chance to gather themselves, you know. It was one of those that we didn't want halftime this time. We wanted it to keep playing. We had the momentum going. We had the things the way we wanted to, and we didn't want them to be able to go in and make adjustments. And unfortunately, they got in there and made a little bit better of adjustments than we did. We talked about, you know, had to rebound, had to take care of the ball, and had to hit some shots early in the third quarter, and we didn't do any of them. Heiser started hit a couple threes in the third quarter, got them going, got them excited. But, you know, if we hit one or two shots early within the first 2 minutes of that third quarter, I think that game goes completely different. Thought I explained to him that, you know, Heiger and Spiegel is who we really have to pay attention to and what we need to do, and tried to make adjustments. Went to the zone a little bit because we had given up too many layups. And the key to that is if you're going to be in the zone, you have to find the shooters. And when we talked about trapping the other kids, especially the Novi kids, stuff like that, and I think that the boys unfortunately heard that more than they heard the don't leave Tyson open for a three, and then they were wanting to try to go trap Novi, but he did such a nice job of just staying under control, and we left Tyson. He hit five threes in the second half, and it was something that we couldn't overcome a hit either. But I was still tore up about it. I was still talking about it after the third place game, but I told the boys, I said, I don't know why I didn't do it. I always do it. I come out of half, and I go back to the man, and if we have to adjust, we go 2-3 or go to the zone or something like that to try to adjust if we're giving up layups. And for some reason, that game I didn't. So I'm kicking myself and, you know, thinking it was a terrible coach decision and cost the boys a chance to play in a championship game again. But the thing about coaching these kids with us is Brandon Bates spoke up and looked at me and said, Coach, I don't think we could have guarded the man. We'd have been too tired. He did not play the way he wanted to. He was down on himself. You could tell in the locker room, you know. And that is, as a coach, that's the stuff you're looking for in kids. They're not using excuses. They're not going to – I'm taking the full blame for that. I'm still mad at myself for it. But the kids are putting it on their shoulders saying, hey, you know, we didn't execute the way you told us to. And anytime you get a chance to coach kids like that, I mean, it just makes it worth it. You know, going into the third place game, we used a lot of energy trying to get that win against Rock Hills. We knew we were going to have to, but tried to find our legs. The first quarter, we had fresh legs. Kellen actually got sick, and sub there in the second half, and that hurt. Then that led over the next day. Ty got really sick. He couldn't make it to the game, and he was kind of the energy guy that carried us. A lot of kids were very proud of him and was bragging about how good a game Ty had played. And then knocked a half him on Saturday. It's like, okay, somebody else has got to step up. Like I said, we started out the game the way we wanted to, did what we were supposed to, ran better offense probably than we have all year, attacked inside and got some layups rather than set on for threes early in the game, and we actually scored a lot of points. And, the point I made to those boys afterwards, that's the best offense we ran all year, the most offense we ran all year. And the bad thing is I told them that at the end of the first quarter, and apparently that meant, oh, well, then we don't need to be doing it anymore. So just little things you got to adjust, but I was really proud of the way they came out, got the lead, and then was just able to hang on to the lead, you know, just enough energy to fight through it. We'd have probably had a hard time if we'd have made it to the Osborne game, the championship, because we'd have been gassed. Overall, I was very happy with the league tournament. I thought Brady played great defensively. He stepped up for Ty, rebounded. I think he had 7 blocks, which was huge for us. Kind of understood how, you know, Winder, he took a charge that game too. So that was huge for us. Braden Dameron shot the ball, you know, pretty well for us the last couple games. And, you know, we just, everybody stepped up. Kel's understanding his role a lot better, taking better shots, making better decisions, and then, of course, playing good defense. And Adams has kind of been the solid kid there all year. You know, he knows what to do, takes really nice shots, hits big shots for us. And, Brandon's been playing well, you know, missing Tyler a little bit. But to come back from that loss on Friday night and get third place, I was very happy with him.
Teskey coming up on Friday night in Tipton, and best of luck in that one. We'll catch you again next week. All right, Coach?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Next Tank.
Your business can have a business class phone system without the hefty business class price. With Next Tech Cloud Phone, a business of any size, one employee or 1,000, can have a customized system with all the features you need to compete with no upfront investment or maintenance costs. Your cloud phone system will be designed to meet your precise needs, and you can count on expert support with technicians throughout the state to support you. Call Next Tech to move your business to the cloud.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Next Tech.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Joined by Travis Eberle, head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights. Coach, you finished out the Northern Plains League tournament last week with a win over Chase in the Consolation Semis 56-34. And then you won over Southern Cloud 48-35. Looked like you took care of business. A couple nice wins, and you finished 3-1 there in the NPL tournament. How do you feel about the finish on Saturday?
Oh, I was pleased. You know, looking back, we had a bad game in there before against St. John's, but we come out strong and finished strong, and that's, you know, what I asked the girls to do, and I was really happy with the way they were moving the ball on the offensive end. We was creating turnovers, you know, on the defensive side, and we was, you know, taking good shots. It wasn't hurting, you know, and anytime you can come out with a tournament with 3 wins, you know, and at the end of the year, them wins will be big if you continue to finish the season strong.
So, again, you finished 3-1 there at the tournament. And then Lincoln there on Tuesday got off to a pretty good start there, but Lincoln made a good run at the end to try to come back. Rachel Miller finishes with 16 for you, and you end up winning it by 7 at Lincoln on Tuesday. What do you think that you came out of with there on Tuesday against Lincoln?
Well, you know, like you said, we come out playing like we know how to play, and then, you know, frustrating, though, when you can't get any real stops on a press, you know, on your press. They kind of dribbled through it. I don't know. I think Lincoln probably played one of their better games of the season. You know, talked to their coach a little afterwards and said that that was probably their best, you know, one of their better games. And, you know, and Lincoln played hard. We got lazy in the second half and kind of started standing around on the offensive end, not, you know, attacking the board. So, you know, that's something that we need to work on. And you know, our biggest deal right now is lack of consistency on both ends. You know, we play well, and then we get kind of, I guess, lazy. And we need to fix that, because we got some big games coming up here that we need to win. And hopefully we can work on that in practice and fix the small things and continue on season with hopefully some positive wins and finish the season strong.
Osborne coming up on Friday night. This is always a big game between the two schools and the Osborne County rivalry and all that goes into it. But you're talking about consistency, and that's kind of been an issue the last couple times you played Osborne as well. What do you need to do the next time out here on Friday to have a little bit more success against the Bulldogs and maybe feel more comfortable?
Well, we need to come out right off the start and take care of the ball and you know, run our offense on the offensive end, be patient, take good shots. You know, because Osborne's going to come out like they always do against us, and they play us strong, and they're a well-improved team this year. From, you know, I mean, they move the ball well, and they play good defense. We just seem to always start off slow against them, and, you know, it's one of the games that, it's come down in the past, you know, to just a couple possessions, you know, and it could have went either way. And you know, in the preseason tournament, we played them, and in the second half, we come out and played well, and you know, took care of business. But Osborne-William team, you gotta watch out for. They're improving every game, and you know, I think we just gotta come out and start off strong and take care of things, and I think we'll be okay.
Travis Everly, coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here in the locker room chats. Thanks again for the time this week, coach. We'll see you on Friday night. Best of luck against the Bulldogs.
Yep. Thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Your business can have a business class phone system without the hefty business class price. With Nextech Cloud Phone, a business of any size, one employee or 1,000, can have a customized system with all the features you need to compete with no upfront investment or maintenance costs. Your cloud phone system will be designed to meet your precise needs, and you can count on expert support with technicians throughout the state to support you. Call Nextech to move your business to the cloud.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside Knights, joining us now. We have three games to talk about since we last talked, coach. Northern Plains League Tournament was a real nice finish for you. You finished in fifth place after a tough six-point loss in that quarterfinal round to Osborne. Bounced back with a real nice 64-55 win over Pike Valley in the Constellation Semis, and another nine-point win over Southern Clouds, 62-53 in the fifth place game. How do you feel about the way the kids finished the tournament there?
Yeah, I was happy, especially with the way we played against Osborne. You know, obviously we would like to win, but, you know, we had a good game. And, you know, we talked about carrying that momentum over to the consolation side. And it's always good when you can come out of the league tournament with a 3-1 record. You know, we'd already played Pike Valley before, and we kind of knew what they were going to do, and we made some adjustments defensively on them. But what helped out this time is, you know, we were shooting the ball well. You know, it's a lot easier when you don't have a 13-point halftime score that you got to kind of dig yourself out of. And I thought we did a good job on their scores, and we had a pretty even distributed scoring, and it's a lot easier when the ball's going in the basket. And same thing with the Southern Cloud game. You know, Southern Cloud came out and you know, they hit fire. I think it was 15-4 at one point in time, and we went into half down. I think we were down 10. And so we talked about, you know, we just gotta, you know, we've got to put the ball in the basket. We came out, I think we went on a 12 or 11 point run or something like that, and kind of never looked back. You know, they, Southern Cloud cut the lead to 6 at one point and kept it close a little bit, but we were able to knock down free throws at the end and get a win. Same thing happened in the Pike Valley game. You know, they kind of started battling back a little bit, but you know, free throws down the end of those two games is kind of what did it. And you know, I was happy the way we played. You know, those are two really good teams, especially in our league, and to come away with two victories there was a nice way to finish out the league tournament for sure.
Went back to Lincoln on Tuesday, this time with the high school, and the shots weren't falling for you. You did get two big threes from Devin Crawford in the fourth quarter. You hold on for a 35-32 win. What do you feel about Tuesday night?
Oh, man, that was the polar opposite of the last two games we played. You know, Lincoln did a good job of you know, I guess, taking us out of our comfort zone. I thought they might come out and man, and you know, we've got our post play has been pretty good the last, you know, even going back to the loss to Osborne in the league tournament. You know, we try to get into the post and establish that, and Lincoln just did not let us do that at all. And then, you know, they were giving us shots on the outside, and nothing was falling. And like you said, thankfully Devin hit a couple threes there in the second half. But I don't know what our percentage was. I haven't even looked at that yet, but I know it wasn't good. But you know, like I told the boys, you know, sometimes, you know, I mean, 25 points or 3 points, it's still a win, and you know, you still move forward from it. We got to learn to, when someone's trying to take something away, we've got to figure something else out, and that's partly my fault too. You know, we probably should have switched something up on offense a little bit, but you know, we still got the win, and now we, you know, got to move on to the next team.
Next team is Osborne for the third time this season. You're 0-2 against them, but again, fought real hard last time. What do you need to do this time around to have the same kind of success and possibly pick up that win on the road?
You know, defensively, I don't think we got to change a whole lot. You know, I thought we really played good defense when we saw Osborne in the league tournament, especially compared to when we saw him in our preseason tournament. And what that, you know, it was even pretty much the whole game. What came down in the fourth quarter is, you know, they scored 16 points and we only scored 8. And I think 6 or 8 of those points for them were free throws. You know, we just got to find a way to stay consistent and not fall behind. You know, I know the Weary kid's playing good, and he was kind of a beast for us to handle last time we played him, so we got to contain them. And they're so quick, and they got good shooters too. So it's really hard to – you focus on one guy and it seems another guy, you know, kind of takes it to you, and then you switch it up, and then another guy goes. So, you know, we just got to focus on playing good defense and rotating and stopping their offensive threats. And like I said, you know, if we can put the ball in the basket, we're a pretty good team, and we can play pretty good basketball. So I'm looking forward to seeing if we can get another crack at Osborne on Friday.
Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside Knights, in the locker room. Chance Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck Friday night at Osborne.
Thanks, Dusty.
Fans can hear those games on Katy Country 94. Pregame coverage for the girls at 5:50, tip-off at 6, followed by the boys Friday night. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chants are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Your business can have a business class phone system without the hefty business class price. With Nextech Cloud Phone, a business of any size, one employee or 1,000, can have a customized system with all the features you need to compete with no upfront investment or maintenance costs. Your Cloud Phone system will be designed to meet your precise needs, and you can count on expert support with technicians throughout the state to support you. Call Nextech to move your business to the cloud.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday locker room chats with Rock Hills head coaches Matt Railsback and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3. And on the World Wide Web at katycountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding in Jewell, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com, joined by Matt Railsback, head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies. Coach, fortunately for you, a new experience here this week. We get to talk about a couple wins for the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies. I know a huge monkey off your back, picking up two wins in a row here. I know last week when we talked to you, you felt pretty good about going into that consolation, and then on Friday you had a 15-point loss to Natoma, but then you bounced back and played well against Pike Valley with a 1-point win there on Saturday, and you followed it up with a win at Tescott on Tuesday, 41-37. What's the kind of like the mentality like, and how much excitement was there when you were able to pick up those two wins?
You know, the girls are, it's a totally different mentality now coming in. You know, the girls are happy to be there. There's smiles on the faces. When the girls go that long, because these seniors were sophomores the last time that they won a game. Mm-hmm. And so they, you know, there's smiles on their faces. They're doing things in practice that, you know, usually don't see. There's a lot more energy there, and just happy to be there. You know, we were hoping to go in and be able to play with Natoma a little bit better, and, you know, that Osmeyer girl just kind of tore us up. And their point guard, she shot 20 free throws and made 15 of them or something like that. And so we went in with the plan, and it didn't work, and we came back and readjusted and came back Saturday against Pike Valley, you know, and we fought hard, and we stuck to our game plan, and which is just kind of powered inside and let Bailey and Emily and Bergen and Jaylee kind of do their thing down there. And, you know, we got out to a lead and we held it. And the one thing that I was joking about with the girls is they don't know how to win. And we got up pretty good there, and there was about a minute left. And, you know, I called a timeout and told them, hey, this is what we need to do. We need to try to take some time off. And we go down and we're shooting jump shots like we would if we were down trying to catch up. And they just didn't understand that they've never been in that position to try to keep a lead. And so we're still learning there. And but, you know, that Pike Valley game was just a huge, huge lift to our the morale of the team. And then, you know, we played that in Tescott, and then we turn around and go back to Tescott on Tuesday. And, you know, I told the girls, I said, it's the same thing, just a different day. We just got to go in with the attitude that we're going to play with them and see what we can do. And, you know, we got a pretty good lead there for a while. And Bailey had a heck of a game and kind of carried the team for us. And that's what we needed, and we came out with another win.
So you're picking up these two wins now in a row, and you'll have a pretty good Wilson team coming into town on Friday night. The Lady Dragons finished second there at the Northern Plains League Tournament. They don't have a lot of numbers, but the starting five that they do have are very good and solid group. What are your thoughts on Wilson on Friday?
You know, when I watch film on them, you know, they have a lot of shooters. They all like to be able to shoot that outside shot. They get up and down the court well. They move the ball extremely well. Which we're going to have to definitely adjust for and be ready for that. But the one thing that they don't have is size, and that's what we have. And, you know, we're going to kind of stick to our game plan. And if they start double-teaming Bailey, we've got others that can step up and do the job, and we just kind of have to make sure that we're ready for that. And we've got to be ready for them pressing, because we know it's coming, and we've been working on that. But the girls are – the mentality is different in practice, and they're excited, and so I think that, you know, there's a new Rock Hills team coming up, and they're really excited to play, and hopefully we can compete with these teams and get a few more wins.
Matt Railsback, head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here in the locker room chats. Coach, again, congratulations on the wins, and best of luck the rest of the way. We'll talk to you again next week, all right?
All right, I appreciate it, Dusty. Thank you.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service.
Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato. Don't miss all the great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Shipway, downtown Mankato. They have farmland sliced bacon, selected varieties, 12 to 16 ounce for $3.99. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Shipway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Shipway, downtown Mankato. Cap'n Crunch cereal, selected varieties, just $1.88. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Shipway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Nick Meisner, head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team, joining us now. Coach, your team picking up two wins and one loss since we talked last, three games there. Let's go back to recap the Northern Plains League tournament first. Exciting, dramatic semifinal game as you went over St. John's Tipton 60-57 on Friday night. You get 19 from Tyson Higer with six threes. And then, you know, you had to come back the next day after playing that late game and played in the afternoon against Osborne in the championship game. You fall in that one 48-33. Overall, what were your thoughts about the way the kids finished out the NPL tournament?
Yeah, I thought the they did all right. We got on the winning side of the bracket there, win that first round game, and which led us to St. John's for a second time this year. And you know, that was a battle the first time we played, and we knew that coming in. And just the way they play with their intense defense, you know, it's going to be a battle all night with them. And we started breaking the press pretty good the first quarter and got a little bit of a lead, and then the second quarter, it kind of went the opposite on us, and but we hung in there and kind of came back there in the second half. And Tyson really stepped up big for us there in the fourth. I think we had three times there in the fourth quarter that kind of got us a little bit of a lead there, and we kind of just had to hang on there at the end. We missed a few free throws that could have made things a little easier for us. But, you know, to St. John's credit, they're relentless. They don't give up. And they know how to win, and they don't want to ever give up that. So we certainly had to earn it and expend a lot of energy. And, of course, that led into the next day just kind of ran out of gas there against Osborne. But to Osborne's credit, you know, they played great defense as well, and they had a good defensive scheme against us. And we didn't adjust well, which that's more on me than the kids. And I just felt like we didn't have any legs there in the second half. You know, it was 20-23 at halftime on that one, and just couldn't get anything to fall the second half, and we had our lowest point total on the year. So credit to Osborne on that with their good plan, and they certainly deserve to win the championship. But, you know, we'll take second for now. We're pretty pleased with that, and hopefully kind of use that as a springboard going forward for the rest of the season.
55-23 win over Tescott on Tuesday night. Looks like you came back and just kind of took care of business in that one.
Yeah. We definitely want to try and get back on the winning track because I think we'd won six or seven in a row leading up to Saturday's loss. And you know, a loss always kind of makes you question things and kind of makes you rethink things. And, Tescott, you know, they've kind of got short on numbers this year, but you know, to their credit, they don't give up. It wasn't exactly easy for us at times there against them, but it was sure a nice win to go down there and kind of get back on the winning track.
Give me some quick thoughts on Wilson coming up on Friday night. You'll take them on. They're 8-6, but they were 8-3. They lost three in a row, a couple at the NPL tournament there on the front side of the bracket, and then they lost to Osborne again there on Tuesday. What do you think about Wilson coming up on Friday?
They're a good team. You know, they've certainly got a couple good players that can take over a game and hurt you. You know, they beat Pike Valley and then came up with a couple of tough losses there, but they hung with St. John's for a while pretty good too. So they're definitely a respectable team and someone you can't look past because, like I said, they've racked up a lot of wins and they've played a lot more games than looks like, you know, us and maybe some of the other teams in the league. So they've definitely got the experience, and we'll just have to
contain some of their outside shooters. And like I said, I know they play good defense. Sometimes they pressure up there too. So we'll definitely have to be ready to kind of keep on the track we're on.
Nick Meisner, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best luck against Wilson on Friday.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Fans can hear that game on Z96.3. The Lake Girls pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 and tip off at 6, followed by the boys on Friday.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Rise and shine with savings at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. That Mr. Dell's Hash Browns, 24 to 32 ounce selected varieties, 2 for $5. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. There's great deals now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Eggo waffles or pancakes, 5 to 40 count selected varieties, 2 for $4. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Mark Spears. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, kdcountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Craig Batchman, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team, joins us now. Three games, coach, since we last talked. Unfortunately, you've been on the wrong end of all of those. Made it to the semifinals of the Northern Plains League tournament and fell to Thunder Ridge 50-35. Got a nice game from Tegan Walter with 20 points off the bench, but you fall by 15 there. And then in the third place game, kind of hard to come by some offense at times. You fall 46-29 to St. John's Tipton. Just to put a bow on the Northern Plains League tournament, what were some of the things that you felt maybe went wrong for you in those last two games there?
That was the biggest thing, was turnovers. We didn't do a good job of handling the pressure. And, you know, Thunder Ridge and St. John's, boy, they're quality teams. And we got to show up and we got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. Definitely had too many turnovers, and rebounding really cost us. But, you know, they had some bigger girls down low that caused us a little bit of trouble down there.
And then you moved on with Southern Cloud there on Tuesday. You went out to their place in Glasgow and fall 56-25. Kind of a alarming number there when you look back at the tournament where you beat them by one, 33-32 in the first round or quarterfinals of that tournament. And actually it was the third time that you'd seen them this year. You beat them the first two times. What were your thoughts here on maybe what went wrong this time around? I know Southern Cloud probably played a lot better than they have in the first two.
Yeah, Southern Cloud, they came out. They were ready to play. They got after it. Knocked down some shots. They shot lights out that night. But, you know, once again, turnovers really cost us, and we just got to get to where we can have time to practice that and get that corrected and stuff. And then offensively, we struggled a little bit. I thought we did too much standing and watching instead of getting some motion out of our offense and looking to score. Was a big problem that we had last night. So that was just a little bit about last night. But, you know, at Southern Cloud, they came out ready, and it's always tough when you face a team for the third time in the season. You know each other pretty well, but that was a couple things that we've seen from them.
You're going to move on now with Otis Bison coming up here on Friday night, and a very solid club. They're 10-3. Maddie Wiltsey's averaging 22 points a game for that team. What do you need to do to slow her down and try to slow down Otis Bison?
We're going to have to make sure that we box her out. I know she does a good job down low. We're going to try to do different things with her, try to get
get people down there to help cover on her, but I know she's a good athlete. I faced her last year when I was with me, you know, just a tall athletic kid there. But and then we also, I know they can also shoot, so got to get out on their shooters and just do a better job defensively and offensively than what we have the last couple times.
It's Craig Bashman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck at Otis Bison on Friday.
All right, thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Now, welcome you back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Joined by Mark Spears, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, you finished out the Northern Plains League tournament, and then you've had another game since we talked since then against Southern Cloud. Actually, two of your last three games have been against the Warriors. Kind of a tough finish there to the tournament as you fall to Southern Cloud 43-38 in the consolation semis, and then finish in eighth place with another tough loss there to Pike Valley 51-44. I guess what do you feel went wrong there in the end for you at the NPL tournament last week?
Well, you know, I think you know, against Southern Cloud when we played them, we just did, our intensity wasn't very good at all, and we just real disappointed with our effort there. Against Pike Valley, I thought we played awful well, awful hard, but we just didn't shoot the ball very well. We've been kind of struggling offensively, and you know, as far as the whole tournament was concerned, you know, you play St. John's Boyd, got a nice team, Southern Cloud got a nice team, Pike Valley got a nice team, and you know, for us to be successful, you know, we have to bring the intensity every night, and you know, of course, you're gonna have to get some shots along the way, and we just were not doing that, and you know, it's something we got to continue to work on.
So you came back with Southern Cloud there in Glasgow on Tuesday. Looked like they might have been just a little bit shorthanded, but you guys took advantage of some nice play there from Dylan Streit, who had 36 points, 57-25 win. What were your thoughts on that victory Tuesday?
Well, yeah, they definitely were shorthanded. They had a couple kids not playing, and that are their starters, and they had another kid that's sick. But you know, it was one of those things that, you know, we're trying to you know, get a confidence builder and try to get a little bit of our confidence back. And Dylan was really good last night. And, you know, kids did a nice job getting him the ball, and he took his time, got the ball up on the glass, and did some good things for us. And then also we got R.J. Hubber played his first ball game for us. You know, R.J. has been out with a blown ACL, and doctors gave him okay to put on a special brace and play. And that was his first opportunity last night, and he's definitely going to help us.
You move on. Now you jump out of the league coming up on Friday. You go to Otis Bison. What do the Cougars look like this year?
Well, they got a nice team. Got lots of size, a couple 6'5 kids and one 6'4. We had played them last year. They had a really nice team. We just shot lights out against them last year to beat them. And we got to go down to their place this year. And, you know, they play in that Central Prairie League, where they play some awfully good schools. I think they're, I want to say, 7-5, 8-5, something like that. But, you know, they're playing teams like, you know, Central Plains and St. John, some of those teams that, you know, win year after year after year. So we're going to have our hands full. We'll have to play awfully well to play with them, and you know, hopefully, we can get a win or at least be competitive there. And then we got Rock Hills the following Tuesday, so it doesn't get any easier for us. So we got our work cut out for us the next few ball games.
Sylvan Lucas boys coach Mark Spears here in the locker room chats. We thank you for the time again this week, Coach. Best of luck here in these next couple.
All righty, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas locker room chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.